In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Joyce McDonald, age 66, of Campbellsville, died Thursday. She is survived by her husband, Leonard McDonald, one daughter, Leanne Vaughn of Campbellsville, three grandchildren, one brother and sister-in-law, Charles Farmer and his wife, Audrey, one brother-in-law and his wife, Larry McDonald and Linda of North Carolina, one sister-in-law, Linda Johnson of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Joyce McDonald will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Vernon John Graves, age 87, of Florida, formerly of Taylor County, died Friday in Florida. He is survived by his children and their spouses, all of Illinois, Florida, and Arkansas, three sisters, all of Indiana, 10 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Vernon John Graves will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lyondwood Funeral Home with burial in the Green River Memorial Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lyondwood Funeral Home. Mr. James Joseph Bill Cox, age 52, of Lebanon, died Sunday at Springview Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Barbara Cox, two daughters and one son, Billy Shively of Findlay, Shirley Johnson of Louisville, James Howard Cox of Springfield, two brothers, Pete and Robert Cox, both of Lebanon, five sisters, Mary Cox, Joyce Watson and Cinderella Vannis of Lebanon, Barbara Vannis and Dorothy Cox of Campbellsville, four grandchildren. Funeral services for James Joseph Cox will be Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Brantfordsville. The family requests visitation after 6 o'clock this afternoon at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. Mr. Leo Coffey, age 72, of Greensburg, died Monday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. Survivors include his wife, Callie Elizabeth Coffey, one son and daughter-in-law, C.J. and Loretta Coffey of Greensburg, a daughter and son-in-law, Joan and Donnie York of Greensburg, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, four brothers and three sisters-in-law, William Fats and Coral Coffey, Carlos and Maureen Coffey, all of Greensburg, Lincoln and Alice Coffey of Hardyville, Roger Coffey of Horse Cave, two sisters and a brother-in-law, Shirley and Charles Bryan of Horse Cave, and Genevieve Dunn of Glasgow. Funeral services for Leo Coffey will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Macedonia Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mrs. Ruby Mae Lampkin, age 67, of Raywick, died Monday in Louisville. Survivors include her husband, Howard Bertrand Doc Lampkin, her mother, Mary Agnes Nelson Whitlock of Campbellsville, three daughters, Darlene Hayden, Carol Garrett, and Barbara Goodenall of Lebanon, six sons, David, Joe, Philip, Jackie, Michael, and Danny Lampkin, all of Raywick, five sisters, Gladys Mattingly of Campbellsville, Pearl McCauley, Aline Stovall, and Sarah Buckman, all of Raywick, Connie Jean Smith of Mount Sherman, three brothers, Donnie Whitlock of St. Francis, Rusty Whitlock of Campbellsville, Roger Whitlock of Raywick, 11 grandchildren, one great-grandson. Funeral Mass for Ruby Mae Lampkin will be Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 2 o'clock Wednesday at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock Wednesday night at the funeral home. Mr. Wendell King, age 69, of Elkhorn Road, Campbellsville, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Elizabeth Sue King, two sons and daughters-in-law, Richard and Lisa King of Elkhorn, David and Phyllis King of Niffley, two daughters and sons-in-law, Anna and Pete Gabart of Elkhorn, Rebecca and Robert Beard of Niffley, 13 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, one sister, Hilma Gay Noel of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Wendell King will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lyondwood Funeral Home with burial in the Chapel Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Wednesday at the Lyondwood Funeral Home. Mr. Ovi Davenport, age 87, of Elizabethtown, died Monday in Shelbyville. He is survived by his wife, Vera Jeffries Davenport, two daughters and one son, Phyllis Joanne Montgomery of Louisville, Vicky Diane Siebold of Brandenburg, Bernie Davenport of Brandenburg, 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ovi Davenport will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Davenport Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Wednesday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Masonic services will be held Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the funeral home. Mr. Philip Pierce, age 84, of Louisville, died Monday at Jewish Hospital. A complete list of survivors and arrangements are incomplete for Philip Pierce and will be announced later by the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WBLC News.